Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. It's not often that I get the Baltimore Positive logo under the left hip of Leonard Raskin in our shot. We are at Costas, and, you know, I'm a recruiter of people over to the east side of Dundalk. Ken Maurer's been sitting here eating crab cake, keep me company, talking about old officiating around town. But I managed to lure some of my friends over. Now, Rosenfeld was supposed to come over. Some excuse about his kid coming back from Chicago that cost me Marianne Scully. But I do have a litany of friends. And before it's over with today, we're not only going to have a fried crab cake, a broiled crab cake, half and half, cream of crab soup, and Maryland crab soup. But Pete is going to come on today, and we are going to make the Burke's crab melt Costas style. And I'm going to try today, because I'm persuasive. I mean, this is a persuasive speaking class. I'm going to try to persuade them to add the crab melt to the special menu, maybe like my birthday week or something.
There you go.
Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. Billy Cole's over there. I didn't have any guests in the early going because Ohio State was playing and you were busy.
I was busy.
Bill was putting roofs on something over there, solar, trying to, you know, find things that he needs in the roofing business. And Pete's in the back. By the way, they brought crabs out here as big as my head.
Oh.
I'm taking crabs home to my wife today. It's 70 degrees.
Beautiful.
March Madness. How, dude, you skipped on me this week. You like
did.
I called you. You're like, dude, I'm in line at Epcot for soaring. I'm like, it's 9:15 in the morning on Monday. What?
Let me tell you.
You've had a week, haven't you?
I have. I was down in Orlando since last Wednesday through Tuesday, and I wasn't in line for soaring. I got the fast pass. This whole new...
My wife said that. My wife said, Raskin's got the fast pass. He is not screwing around with lines.
No, you know? I had to screw around with a couple lines, and one of them was for this new Ratatouille ride. It's Ratatouille. You know the rat? Do you know the rat?
Oh, right. It's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon. Okay. It's a Disney thing. It's Disney.
All right. I don't have kids. I had a kid, but he's not
French,
a kid.
It's in the French Pavilion at Disney, and you go get in this. Well, first of all, the line. We got there.
Did you get croissant?
No. Park opens 8 a.m. We raced to the line. We are in line at 8:15. It says 45-minute wait. It was an hour and a half.
So there's the morning's gone.
Yes.
Now you need an orange juice and, you know.
Not terribly. We had breakfast after. But you get on this ride, and for those of you that haven't been to Disney in a while, you get on this ride, you're sitting in a car thing, and this is the latest, coolest thing at Disney. You know how the old rides used to be on a track?
Right.
And you would go like on
this isn't a hovermobile?
It's a hover that rides on magnets on the floor.
Magma.
And so you are just buzzing around, and it goes up and down, and you are...
I don't even want to know about it. I just want to get on it.
You are now Ratatouille. So the view on these screens is it's 3D. You're under the table. They're trying to hit you with a broom. It's all kinds of stuff. So that was our early morning Monday experience when I was supposed to be on with you at...
I was so jealous.
Disney.
Look, your whole deal is live the American dream, save your money, so that when you want to just hit the eject button and say, I'm going to drop a grand or two or three, and we're just going to get down to Florida, and I don't care if Disney's $180 today or $120. How much was it to get into Disney?
I think it was $125 a day without the hopper.
And
that means one park each day.
And then the fast pass is another buck and a half, right?
The fast pass is $15 a day. No, this is wait. There's different varieties. This fast pass starting at 7 in the morning, you can pick a ride that you want to fast pass every 2 hours, or after you're done the ride, you can pick another one for the rest of the day.
People come from Germany to Epcot, they got to ride Soarin'. You know what I mean?
Okay,
like it would be
that's an awesome ride.
I'm an American
ride.
And
the best.
Listen,
Soarin' is the best.
I'm jaded, right? I mean, I've been to Disney.
Yep.
I can go to Disney. I'm not financially independent, although I am working with you on that.
Right.
That if my wife and I wanted to, I mean, I'll break a little news. My wife and I the other night got a wild hair about going to Europe and seeing the guy that saved her life. And you know what we did?
You booked it?
We booked it.
Are you going to see the Ravens while you're there?
No, I don't know.
You don't even care about the schedule.
We're going in June, and we're just going to go spend a few days with
That's
the man
awesome.
Who saved my wife's life.
That's
so
fantastic.
We just decided to do it. So you sort of inspired me a little bit, but I'm like, Raskin, I said to my wife, Raskin's at Epcot. She's like, I bet he has the fast pass.
So then
and
I'm thinking
the lines.
We fast passed everything.
Yeah.
Everything we wanted to get on, we fast passed. And here's what also I did.
Okay.
I don't know how, but it comes with the territory of the job, I guess. I got like a couple people to let me fast pass rides where we didn't have the fast pass. You just have to be cool about it and get to the fast pass line.
10, 20, 5s. What's it take these days?
It takes saying, would you like
Cal Ripken rookie card?
Help to make us some magic today.
Oh, it's like
it's
ordering animal.
Thing.
It's like ordering animal style.
It's a Disney thing. Can we make some magic here today? And they say, well, what would you like to do? So I'd like to get on this ride without waiting 120 minutes. And they say, well, how many are you? I say, 3. And they say, we'd love to have you.
Mr. Disney, it's good to have you here.
That's right. So we did that a couple times. And then, now the super fast pass. They do have the super fast pass.
How much is that?
$6,000. $3,000 a day. But here's the deal. Wait. Let me explain.
Hold on. I want to hear the deal now.
The deal is you can have...
Bill's over here shaking his head. Don't tell my daughters.
No. You can have
sweetie,
up to
we're
10
standing
people.
In line.
You can have up to 10 people in the group for $3,000. So it's $300 a person for 7 hours for up to 10 people. You get a private guide, and you get on everything with no line. You get right to the front.
All right. Billy, we can work that out, right? You got some friends.
$300 a piece. That's not terrible if you want to go blow it. But I had friends that were down there told me about this thing that they did, $3,000, and they went with 4 people.
No, but hold on. It's $300 for the day. You spent $175.
No, it's $3,000 for 7 hours. For 2 people or 10 people.
But that's my point for the whole day.
If you take 10 people with you, if you take a group of 10, it's about $300.
You get to stay the rest of the day without the fast pass, though, right? Like I can watch the fireworks
the whole day. Oh, okay. Yeah, you get them the whole day. And if you can go from park to park.
I'm glad you did all this research. So the true story is, by the way, Leonard Raskin's here. We're Costas. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play. I got Betty Boop tickets. I got some leftover Ravens tickets here, but I got Betty Boop tickets. Are you going to go pink or blue on the Betty Boop ticket? Which one do you want?
I'll go pink.
Pink. All right, good.
Well, I'm going pink. I'm comfortable with my masculinity.
Well, you very much are. I don't think there's any doubt about that. So you eject and you go down to Disney World.
Yep.
And I had not been to Epcot in my life. And
that's
I
a great
had
place.
Been, well, this is a college basketball story, quite frankly. So we were down at the owners' meetings. I guess it had to be 4 years ago, right? Because it was when UMBC won, okay? Yeah. So we had been at a Caps game on that weekend. We went down for the owners' meetings. And my son proposed to his wife at the castle.
Awesome.
They have done more Disney trips. He knows all about fast passes. He's got Disney points.
Oh,
he knows all the scams. He knows all the pin collectors.
Yeah.
So for, you know, the last decade, I've been like, you know, I don't. I went to Disney World with my wife maybe in like 05 or 06, and I hadn't been in. I don't like lines.
I'm with you.
All right, I don't like. There are a lot of things. I don't like snakes.
I hate waiting.
I don't like lines.
Me neither.
I don't like, I don't like beets. There's just things I don't like. So I'm going to give you
beets as in like the red things you eat with sour cream.
Yeah, I don't
We're
eat
not
that.
Talking beets just, like the headphones.
There are many things that I just eschew, but mosquitoes, lines, these are things I don't like.
How about no-see-ums? You like no-see-ums?
I had those in Crisfield all up
worst?
My back.
Are they the worst?
I came back with welts.
They're worse.
Day 28
dreadful.
On a crab cake
dreadful.
Tour. I mean, Crisfield, lovely, but the... Take bug spray.
Oh, they're terrible. Terrible.
So we wound up going to Epcot because my son just kept saying, Dad, you got to go to Epcot. You're going to love it. 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 And we went, and it was the day after UMBC pulled off the miracle. And I happened to have my UMBC shirt.
Wow.
Thank you, Pete Carinci, with me. And I was wearing it's yellow, you know, yellow with, and man, people were like, I had such swag that day.
Yeah.
You know, when you walk, like literally people were like, yeah, man. Yeah.
Right.
16 taking a one.
Right, right.
So we go into Epcot and I get the little map and I got stuck at the Canadian stand because I like Moosehead beer.
Oh, there you go.
So I just sat there and I like Martin Short. So I sat there and I like Geddy Lee.
Watch the
so
thing.
I sat there and did all that. And we had... When we left Epcot, we had a flight out of Orlando at like 8:50. It was like one of those kind of things where we had to get out of the park around 6:30 or 7. So the sun was setting, and I was so mad that I left. We left, and your silver ball,
the fireworks,
the big silver golf ball, right?
Yep.
The sun was setting, and I'm holding hands with my wife, and I'm like, I don't want to leave. And that was 4 years ago, like today,
there
probably this week,
yeah,
right?
There you go.
And I haven't been back. So now
it's great.
I check the concerts. Like my friends at Smithereens played that pavilion.
Cool.
Their bands play there. And my wife and I have made a little commitment with my son and his wife that we're going to go together.
There you go.
And the plague is sort of F that all up.
No, it's good.
So the fact that you were there.
It's good.
Like, give me a little lowdown because I do want to go with my family.
So the thing is, no more mask requirements down there. People were wearing them.
Okay.
But no requirement. Your choice. They have this new system where you buy the ticket to go to the park.
Okay.
And then you have to make a reservation to get in the park the day you're supposed to go with your ticket.
Okay.
And if you don't make the reservation, you don't get in. And they limit the attendance. Now, I will tell you. Limited attendance was pretty darn crowded. That place was rocking.
Yeah, I think limited attendance, I think, well, less lines. No.
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 No. Limited means maybe 10% less than full.
Okay.
I've been there. Look, I've been there in
August. They're trying to make money. I'm rolling for
that. I've been
there
in August. I've been there in November. This was March, and there were lines. There were lots of lines.
Okay.
But the Fast Pass works really well. Or if you want to get the Super Fast Pass, then if you go with 10 people, the Super Fast Pass is the way to go.
Now, and be honest with me, you just, we talk about managing
money
and having abundance in our lives,
sure,
and we all want that. We'd all like to be able to hit a button and go to Disney over the weekend.
Yeah.
I've done it before, right? What makes you make that decision? Give me that freedom that you always talk about
to
live your best life.
Son's done with his half semester. He had break. And we were talking about, you know, what do you want to do? So we said, well, why don't we just hang out and go to Florida? So we flew down, and he met us there from Ohio, and we just hung out for a long weekend.
And you made that decision in a week? A
couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay. So it was made ahead of time.
It wasn't the day. As soon as he decided that he wasn't going with the band to the Big Ten tournament.
Right, okay.
That's when we made the decision, which was about a week ago.
Where was the Big Ten tournament this year?
Indianapolis. And he could
Indianapolis, Epcot. Indianapolis,
and
Epcot.
But if he went to Indianapolis, he was going to go back to campus. And then the weekend following is the NCAA tournament. He was going to go to Pittsburgh. Well, they didn't know where, but it would have been Pittsburgh for the first round to see if they
win. As Joe Flacco once said, Pittsburgh?
Yeah, well, yeah. Joe Flacco is now a Jet. I heard he's a Jet again.
Well, you know, I knew that was going to happen.
Good
though.
For him. How long can that dude
What's
cash?
He get? Three mil?
Three and a half mil?
Three and a half,
for
yeah,
a year?
Three and a half.
How many more years can that dude get a paycheck?
God, we keep wondering that about Kirk Cousins, don't we?
God bless him.
Don't we?
I'm good on both, man, but I love the fact that Joe's still collecting a paycheck. It's fantastic. He's got a lot of mouths to feed.
So listen, I got to talk to you about...
Dude's got five kids, doesn't he?
He does.
$110 million is just not enough.
How's Jersey on taxes?
High.
Well, he's paying the price then.
You're
he's paying
right.
the price.
They pay weird taxes, though.
Do they?
They do. They have to
pay
taxes.
Well, they don't let you pump your own gas. I've never figured.
Well,
that's got to be the mafia.
That's the mafia. There you go. But the not just Jersey, but the NFL, the Major League Baseball, same. I think that you got to pay taxes in every state you play in.
Right.
So for the NFL, they play, you know, 8 games on the road. Or 7 or 8 or 9,
right.
Whatever it is.
And if you play for the Buccaneers, you want to play Jacksonville and the Dolphins.
And Miami, right, because that's 3 tax-free games. Then you hope to go to Dallas.
Right.
You know, that's exactly right. Now you could go to Vegas.
Right.
But if you go to these places where you got to play in New York, or God forbid, you got to play in California, it's 13% state income tax on that money for
they
that
They won
game.
A Super Bowl, though.
Yeah,
they
well,
won,
you know.
You know.
So have you seen Matthew Stafford's AT&T commercial?
I have not, and I hope I've seen the last of Baker Mayfield's commercial, whatever that is.
How about him?
How's he going to look as a lion?
Yeah,
Johnny Bravo there. How would he look in, how's he going to look in Honolulu blue?
I'm all for it. I don't know what's going on there. He must be really bad in the locker room because he's clearly got the talent. There's something wrong there because I don't know why they're all fighting about that. Cleveland. It's because it's Cleveland. That's why. We don't even need to ask the question, I guess. I answered my own question.
They implode on their own in March.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
They bring in this guy. I said, and say whatever you want about criminal actions or who should be employed in the league,
yep.
But if that kid's going to come and be my quarterback, I don't even want to talk to him. I want to talk to the 23 women that are the accusers. We talk to them first, and let me see.
Is that who Cleveland got? Did they get it?
No.
Oh,
they were
go ahead.
This is
go
why
ahead.
Baker got upset.
Oh.
Baker got upset because they were dancing with Deshaun Watson.
I didn't know why. I just heard him be
no,
all
Baker
upset.
Oh, no. Baker went nuts in the middle of the night because Deshaun Watson was hanging out with the Browns, talking about being
crazy,
a Brown. And
crazy.
He's thinking, if you're going to hire that guy, I want out.
Right.
So now he wants out. And they're like, no. We love you long time. We love you long. Maybe this is a negotiating thing to get Baker a little something,
little
something.
Coin.
Little something, something.
Little
I don't
coin.
Know. I got to talk to you about this because Mueller this week took umbrage and Liberty. And he's upset that I don't see movies, right? So I don't go to movies.
Yeah.
So he took his time this week on Baltimore Positive to book two of my dear friends, Max Weiss and Alan McCallum, and who I always talk baseball 27. And I said to Alan, you don't ever talk movies with me. He's like, you don't see movies. How can I talk about movies with you? Star Wars, maybe. So they Harry we Potter. Did. And I said to my wife last night, we went to see Styx, and she's like, hey, how was your day today? I'm like, you know, I did an hour and 11 minute conversation about the Oscars. She's like, dude, you don't even see movies.
How'd you do that?
And I'm like, well, I'm a professional host. I can talk to people about things that I don't know about, which is what, that's why Ken listens to the show and comes out to Costas.
Right.
Ken, did you win anything on the Betty Boop? Nah, all right. Sorry, man. Raskin's got a pink ticket here. You should have taken the blue ticket. This, we're here for, on behalf of the Maryland Lottery. So I want to say this. We come on, the thing turned into a West Side Story Broadway at one point, like movies versus suspending belief and like all those things you need to believe in an amusement park, to believe in Ratatouille.
Sure.
So I don't ever go to movies at all, but we got to talking about Broadway, and Moeller said to me, dear Evan Hansen, I haven't seen it. You're going literally tonight.
Haven't seen it.
I am going tomorrow.
Yep.
Do you go to theater much? Do you go to the Hippodrome? You are a theater guy.
Well, my wife's a theater gal.
Okay.
And I like certain shows.
Okay.
But we have, this is years ago, we had Capitol season tickets. We had Orioles season tickets.
Okay.
There was no such thing as the Ravens. Then the Ravens came. Well, first the boy came. When the boy came, the Capitol tickets slowly went away because it was too far and too many games with him.
Right.
So then we got Ravens tickets. Then we got rid of the Orioles tickets because, you know, all that whole story.
When you said Capitals games, I thought you went with your son. You went
with your wife.
No,
this was pre-son.
Okay, this is...
Pre-son.
The old days.
This is even pre-wife. I've had Capitol tickets. It was the first thing I bought when I got a real job out of college.
Okay.
Were Cap season tickets. Always wanted
it. You've told me that.
Yeah.
And so you're blooded.
So I've been going
you're
for
blooded.
Years.
Okay,
yeah.
I got you.
So,
okay.
So now we got Ravens games. And my wife, when I met her, she'll deny this, but she didn't know what a football or the difference between a football and a baseball. She really had no idea.
Well, the Ravens just come to town too.
No, but I mean, she was like an academic girl and not a sports girl. Now she's a sports girl.
Okay, good.
So anyway, my concession then was that we would get Morris Mechanic Theater tickets, season tickets.
Because you wanted to be cultured.
Yeah, because she wanted to see the shows, and we would go to the symphony. So we've done that. So we go to the symphony, and we go to the Hippodrome now, because the Mechanic obviously closed down.
I draw the line at ballet. I mean, I've done it.
I'm not ballet. I'm not opera.
I stood in front of the Kabuki House 2 years ago in Japan in full outfit. It was $38 to go in and sit in the balcony. And we were going to do it, and we thought that we really... I'm a little regretful that I didn't go in, you know, to do it. But, like, when it comes to theater, I'm experiential. I've done opera.
Yeah,
I've done I've done ballet. I don't like opera at all.
Don't like
it. Symphony, I'm down.
I like symphony.
I'm down.
Love the symphony.
I did a piece this week, a Baltimore Positive piece, Cole Roofing, Bill Cole. You should talk to people about these things. I had the Baltimore Jazz Chamber Society president
awesome.
And he huge classic rock fan. By the way, my belt buckle of the day, you know I'm collecting the belt buckles. I got this one last night. You ready?
Yep.
1976. 1976. You ready?
Look out. Look out.
Yeah, ready? Old school Smith, baby.
Aerosmith. There
That's
you
rocks,
go.
Baby. That's Aerosmith rocks right there.
There you
toys,
go.
Toys.
I thought you were talking sticks.
In the attic.
I thought we were talking sticks.
My sticks one comes today.
Okay.
It's in the mailbox. Okay. I saw it delivered. So anyway, so Dear Evan Hansen, so you're...
So I have not seen Dear Evan Hansen. I don't know what
But you've seen
Dear
a thousand Broadway
shows. I've seen just about every show over the last 10 years that's been out.
So you're a full card holder down there.
I got the Hippodrome full in, all in, seen everything. You name it, I've seen it. Some were great, some were terrible. Most are really good. Great
favorite?
Cast.
What, do you got a favorite?
Favorite? I'm a big Phantom and Les Mis fan, man. I love Les Mis.
All
I
right.
can sing the French all day long. I
yeah,
love it.
We.
Love it.
We.
Love it. And
right.
and Phantom, I'm all about the Phantom. And great. You want to hear a crazy show. I'm sure you've seen it. You seen Wicked?
You got to be on LSD.
No,
dude, the dude that wrote Wicked
was on LSD.
I saw it, and I didn't get it. And Moeller and I have been back and forth. I like it's just I didn't like it.
It's supposed to be the story before The Wicked. Wizard of Oz. It's supposed to be the story before The Wizard
know,
of Oz. The dude that wrote it was clearly on LSD or
this
something.
This is why this is going to be a great segment. Because
how do you dream up that stuff?
This plays right into what we're talking about. I went to see Wicked, and I Googled it. And my wife's like, it's a prequel to The Wizard of Oz. And like,
right.
And we were, this is whatever, like a year ago or whatever. It was,
yeah.
Was it during the pandemic?
No, couldn't have been because they were shut down.
Then it was before the, it
yeah,
was
2 19.
Years. God, it feels like 5 minutes ago I saw Wicked. I swear to God, it feels like 5 minutes ago. And I went to see Tootsie. I saw Tootsie a couple months ago.
I saw that. It was okay.
It was okay.
It was okay. Yep.
Better than Wicked.
No.
For me.
No way.
I didn't like Wicked at all.
No way. Well, then you missed it. You missed it.
But I Googled it. So here's the thing. And please don't F this up, all right? I'm being honest.
Go ahead. Don't screw this up for me. No, go ahead.
Don't tell me anything about Dear Evan Hansen.
I don't know anything about it. I haven't seen it. I've never seen it.
This is my point. So I went to Wicked knowing something. Dear Evan Hansen, I have managed. I was in New York. People told me to go see it. Everybody was telling me to go see it. And they said, you're going to cry, and it's going to change your heart in some way. It's going to move
you
in a way. And I'm like, man, that's the kind of movie I want to see.
Yeah.
So that's what I said to Alan and Max. There's too many crappy movies for me.
The Avengers 17.
Out.
Spider-Man
out.
6.
Marvel 21. Out.
Right.
So
I'm seeing nothing.
I don't see anything either. So I have put my money. I got two nice orchestra seats for my wife and I downstairs.
There you go.
And thank you, Ron Legler. We're going to come down and have a drink on Saturday night downtown. Everybody should go back downtown, what we're doing here.
Yep.
But this is, I'm going in like totally naked.
So
I'm going in.
I don't want to know anything. I just know
it's supposed to be great.
Yeah.
And when people tell me something's going to be great like that,
that's what I've heard.
I want to experience greatness.
You and me, I'm hoping it's going to be fantastic.
Fingers crossed?
Yeah,
you're pulling for it, right?
Absolutely. I'm hoping. Look, I have left shows at intermission. And you know, if you're a Broadway producer, director, your job in the first half of the show
is to keep me in the
is
seat.
Is to keep people coming back after intermission.
Right.
So that when they leave, they'll tell people you got to see the show.
Right.
Or else you're out of business. Okay? I have left shows at intermission. There is no doubt I have left shows at intermission.
The reason I don't go to movies, and I would implore anybody, did an unbelievable segment. Max Weiss and Alan McCallum, unbelievable together. They should do a show together, like Siskel and Ebert. They were I put a band together, literally.
Right.
And Moeller sees a lot of movies. It was fun. Go watch it. But my whole move on this, I asked Max, and I don't want to give too much away from Max Weiss from Butler Magazine. I said, Max, you're like a professional movie critic.
Right.
How many do you see? She said, I see 125 a year.
Oh,
on
my
average.
Goodness.
Now, that's 2.5 movies a week. Okay, that's 5, 8 hours, 6 hours a week, whatever.
I see one a year, maybe.
Okay. but she writes about it and knows the
world.
History of it. It's
sure.
like me knowing March Madness history,
absolutely.
Right?
It's
like,
her
literally,
world.
Right?
That's right.
So, as we're watching Villanova here, come on, Delaware. Be a Blue Hen for Joe Flacco. She said 75 of them are terrible.
Oh.
Now that's, to me,
that's
you talk about investing money.
That's bad.
I would not invest my time is as important as my money, right?
Yeah, more.
Right.
More.
I'm not investing it in that, right?
No.
So that's my
not
problem. And I, buying this Evan Hansen ticket, it wasn't about the money or about the night or whatever. I just want it to be great.
Right.
And I think it's going to be great.
That's what
I
hear.
I'm going, and this
people
is tough.
People that I trust that are showgoers have told me not to miss it.
Well, they're going to bring you a crab cake here at Costas right now. By the way, we are celebrating the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. My cup is empty, but my Maryland Crab Cake, we're going to bring the crab cakes out, and this comes with a high reputation,
forward.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, this place.
It's like
right?
the show. It's like the show. I was told, got to have the Costas crab cake. You're going to love it.
All right.
So the only problem with Evan Hansen, I'm hoping it's not built up too big that I see it and say.
Sometimes it happens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like your son built up Ohio State. Is it as good as he wanted it to be?
He's having a great time. It is fantastic. Going back after break. So he's been there a year and a half. Going back after break. Next week will be the first time he'll be on campus, doesn't have to wear a mask in class.
Ever, in his college experience.
In his college experience. I mean, he's been playing in the band for going on 2 years, and he blows his saxophone through a slit in his mask. It's ridiculous.
Bill's nodding his head. It's like, my kids are screwed up too, right?
If you watch any of the tournament, you'll see kids playing in the band with a mask, and you go, wait a minute, how are they playing that instrument? There's a slit there for their mouthpiece.
See, you kept Matthew away from me today because he's afraid I'm going Rodney Dangerfield.
No.
Son, look, it's all about the girls. I mean, you got to meet some girls now.
Hey,
you
look,
know,
I'm,
like, that's what I would be.
I'd be
I'm
crazy.
A mess.
If I was at Ohio State,
I'd be the bad uncle to
I would
kid.
Be a bad kid. I'm sure I would be a bad kid. We were so poor we couldn't pay attention. I went to Catonsville. I tell people I went to UCLA. You know that story,
University
right?
of Catonsville left of Arbutus.
Yeah, that's where I went. UCLA, baby. That's where I started and then transferred to University of Baltimore and got my degree.
I have Dr. Curtinitis on all the time, and I tell
Absolutely.
Him, you know, Community College Baltimore, Dundalk, right? I can almost
that's
see it.
Hey,
right out of here at Costas.
I'm damn proud of where I went. It served me well.
Tell me what you do about saving money, spending money, and I'll ask you this. You spent some money. You went down to Florida. They promise you the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Did you have a good experience?
Absolutely.
So,
love Disney.
When things deliver the way we want,
yeah,
when Costas crab cake's going to deliver.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. It's worth it. You know, look, we talk all the time about saving and investing and making sure you understand opportunity cost, this notion that whenever I spend money on something that's significant, I got to measure that and how I pay for that versus if I borrow the money to take...
Like when I bought the Aerosmith belt buckle?
Not quite.
Okay.
Not quite.
No, okay.
Like college.
Okay.
You know, the expense of college or a home. You know, people pay cash for a house because they don't want a mortgage, because they don't want to owe money, because they heard that somewhere from probably their grandfather who was in the Depression or something. But the fact is, you always borrow money when you make a financial decision. You either borrow it from your own future, which means the rate of return you could have earned on the money you kept, or you borrow it from a financial institution and you pay their rate to borrow that money. You have to compare and say, okay, if I don't borrow from the financial institution, I could have invested that money over here. So if I pay cash, I lose the opportunity cost on what that money could have earned. If the bank was going to lend it to me at 3 and I can earn 4 or 5, I'm better off to keep my money invested. We don't count that when we come to Costas for a crab cake. We don't count that when we go to Disney, because the experiences of life are far greater than the lost opportunity cost of the wealth, as long as the experience is favorable.
That's what I thought when I clicked Europe the other day, because it was on sale.
That's
and
right.
I thought, like,
that's
we got to go see Niels.
That's exactly
that's
right.
It.
So you're not thinking about, well, if I didn't go there, I could keep that money invested, and that would be another $6.50 a week in retirement.
When I had Mark Miller and Todd Schuller on from Blondell Miller, I said, if I would have kept my George Brett baseball cards,
right,
you know, and I would have sold those. But I got rid of them for $5 a piece because it was good then.
That was a good deal.
It felt good in 82.
How about the Bitcoin pizza guy? You know that story? You don't know that story?
No pepperoni left?
No, quick story. So this is about, I think, 10 years ago, 2011, 12, something like that. Maybe 2002. I think it was 12. You can check it on Google if you're listening. But this guy created the Bitcoin. He's the guy. He's one of the guys that was the creator of Bitcoin.
Okay? Good scam if you can get it.
That's right. So what he did was he was trying to figure out how the heck to use this stuff and make it worth something. Nobody would take it for anything. He wanted a couple pizzas, so he called around.
Sort of like an NFT.
Exactly. Okay. The beginning of.
Right.
So he called around. He finally got Papa John's, this local Papa John's place, to agree, take 10,000 Bitcoin.
Is that the one that's in Russia or the one out of Russia?
Out of Russia.
Just checking.
10,000 Bitcoins for 2 pizzas. They delivered to his house. He contracted, got him an account, gave him Bitcoin, 10,000 Bitcoin. That's only, I think, $430 million today. 10,000 Bitcoin 10 years ago.
That's a lot of pepperoni.
It's a lot of pepperoni, baby. So last week, this is the anniversary of it right about now, a couple weeks ago or whenever
it is.
It's
like Bobby Bonilla Day.
That's it. So here's what Papa John's did. They gave away 10,000 pizzas every year on the anniversary because they made $430 million today on Bitcoin. But they have to be able to sell it, which means there's got to be a greater fool out there willing to buy it.
How many rubles is a pizza today downtown in Moscow?
You know the difference between a dollar and a ruble?
A dollar.
A dollar.
Yeah.
That's the difference between a dollar and a ruble. You got it.
Leonard Raskin here from Raskin Global ordering up the crab cakes. We're going to bring them out here. Pete's going to work a crab melt. Bill Cole is here from Cole Roofing. I have other friends stopping by in the neighborhood. I think Rob Santoni is going to come by and talk about a bunch of stuff that Wise Markets is doing. You got a Pink Betty Boop card there,
I
right?
I do.
All right.
I do. Pink Betty Boop.
You have any luck with the lottery?
I don't play.
I mean, okay.
I don't play.
Today's your day.
Because I'm not a gambler. I don't. It's
well,
too
you're
easy
about
to lose
to start.
Money. Well, it was a gift.
I'm
ticket.
Your gateway.
It was a gift. You're right. Right. Well, you know, I talked to a lot of people about investing, and they think that they know how to invest because they picked a winning stock or they got Bitcoin at a good price. That's purely gambling. People don't know how to invest. There is science to investing. We teach people how to invest. Picking stocks and trying to guess based on the history of a mutual fund manager or a stock picker, that's all speculation and gambling. And now you watch this tournament, you watch TV, you watch the NFL. We got everybody's
Kentucky
Caesar.
Kentucky was a sure thing.
Have you seen the Caesar commercial with
yes.
the Mannings? The Mannings are pushing people to gamble, bet on football. That's what they're telling people. And every sporting event you watch now, we're the official casino of NCAA, the official casino of NFL. I'm thinking this used to be banned. Didn't Pete Rose not get into the Hall of Fame?
I walked
for gambling?
Past the hockey rink in D.C. Going to see Sticks on Thursday night. We parked down that way, and it's an homage to the sports. I said to my wife, I said, Leon just was the first one in on this.
It's crazy.
Oh, we got crab cakes. Oh, Jen, can you bring it over? Oh, I want to show it on the air here.
Leonard's
never had a proper Costas crab
cake. I have not.
So finish your gambling thought here.
So I'm just saying, this is what's going on. Thank you. This is what's going on in the world. We are gatewaying. We're telling people, you can bet a dollar, and if your team wins, you'll win $2,000. There's another site. You can bet $100. We'll give you a free $1,000 to bet. And if you lose, you only lose your $100, not the full $1,000, because you don't have to pay the $1,000. This is criminal. This is crack. They are sucking people in to gambling. And on another commercial, right next to that, the next commercial is...
If you have a gambling problem.
No, is our friend Tom Brady. Is our friend Tom Brady saying, I'm selling crypto. You should buy crypto.
And meet my friend Matt Damon.
Who's selling crypto, and you should buy crypto. And people are out there thinking, these guys know what they're doing. They got money. I should buy me some crypto. And then they lose. Bitcoin goes from 60,000 to 35,000 a coin, and people get wiped out. Tom Brady ain't making up that money to you.
Right.
It's not investing. That's gambling. And the commercials are almost identical. And then they've got the one right after that. Well, you know, don't gamble too much.
Well, we want to know here, too.
Call 1-800-STOP-GAMBLING.
Right. Well, I mean, I talk to John Martin about that every week. Now that the casino's open,
it's
March Madness.
Yep.
Know your limit, know your butt, just like in real life. Same thing you're telling people.
And some
know that this is Disney World for you. It's fun.
That's right.
You didn't go down to Disney thinking you were going to get rich last week, and you thought you were going to have a good experience.
I knew what I was going to spend, and it was a good experience. And I have a couple people I work with and know very well who their entertainment is the casino. They go. They'll drop a $10,000, $12,000 a year. They know they're going to lose about $5,000-$10,000 a year. They hope to win, but they know they're most likely to lose. But that's their entertainment. It's like me buying football tickets.
I came in today,
I'm not expecting
and
to get rich
the Causey
watching the
family
Ravens.
Was here, and we have lottery machines 10 feet away from me.
Yep.
And I came in, and two of my dearest friends, my parents, were here with their daughter, who I've known all my life, and they were playing Keno, Sprinkler.
Right.
They're watching basketball, and they're in the corner eating crab cakes and having fun.
You can
and
pull
playing
this
dollar
thing,
games.
You can pull this thing out.
They're having a blast over here.
You can pull this thing out and bet on the tournament during the game. There's 10, what are they called, parlays?
Sure.
10 things. Who's going to make the next foul shot? Who's going to win the tip-off? I mean, you can bet on anything. What color is the referee's
hat? But you're not going to get rich doing this.
You're never going to get rich.
Correct.
Look, the casinos have not been built on the backs of winners. Except the owners.
You know what's been built on the back of winners? Winning crab cakes. Hold
Costas
these up here.
Crab cakes, baby.
Yeah, this is cocktail. Look at this, man.
We're
doing this right here today. Bill, I'm going to get Bill Cole
that
in here from Cole Roofing. It's all brought to you by Betty Boop and our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'm giving scratch-offs away. I'm going to leave here with crabs today. He has huge crabs.
That's awesome.
There's a table over here.
It's awesome.
So I'm going to leave with a half dozen tonight. I'm going to crack on them at 70 degrees out.
Amen.
We're done, Doc. It's also brought to you by our friends at Goodwill Industries. We will be telling you more about that. Lisa Rusiniak and Jonathan Baylaw coming on the program next week to welcome that sponsorship beginning in April. Thanks, man. Elbows up.
Pleasure.
French fries are really good.
I'm ready.
Bring some ketchup.
I'm ready.
Fried and broiled.
One of each. We'll see which way to go.
He's taking the crab cake challenge
at
Costas.
Making it happen.
I'm Nestor. We're at BaltimorePositive.com. Come find us.